Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
6:18 now, Steve at 10 in the morning. KNSS in time for Lead Off Sports with Ted Woodward. I can tell you one thing, there's some defense going on in Stillwater last night.
Boy, no kidding. And the Shockers were a huge part of that equation. Men's basketball action last night for Wichita State on the road. At Oklahoma State, a place the Shockers have been able to win twice in recent years. Shocks did have their struggles in this one. In fact, they were down by 7 points midway through the second half. But then they went on a 22-6 run. Ooh. In the final 10 minutes. The Pokes missed their last 9 shots, and the Shockers were able to come back behind Ricky Council. Mike Kennedy and Bob Hull had the call of the game on 103.7 KEYN.
Bob to Council at the right elbow. Steps back, three over Moncrief. Good! Yeah, Ricky Council with another big basket.
They ran a clear-out play for Ricky. Ricky could drive or shoot, and he decided to shoot on Moncrief, who was playing off of him.
Hey, keep getting the ball to Ricky.
Shot clock at 9.
Clear the side for Ricky.
One-on-one against Likely. Gets a step on him all the way to the rim and lays it in. What a finish by Ricky Council.
Yeah, he was on the same side as Tyson Etienne, and Tyson's man couldn't help off, so Ricky got all the way to the hoop.
Ricky Council scored 12 of his 17 points there in that final 10 minutes, and the Shockers come back and beat Oklahoma State 60-51, snapping the 5-game winning streak for the Pokes. Wichita State is now 6-1 on the season with a 3-game winning streak. Ricky Council talks about making adjustments.
Just watch Dexter. Could we in the same position and see how they guard him? I mean, obviously, their scouting report, they're probably going to guard us a little different. But I just watching everything, and I'm just sitting there anxious, waiting for a coach to call my name. And when I do, I just be out there and ready to play.
And Shocker head coach Isaac Brown says, hey, when you're behind on the road, got to stick together.
We were down 4 with probably 4 minutes to go, and those guys just stuck together. They kept getting stops. Kept scoring on the other end, and on any given night, we have a different player to step up. You know, one night it's Quay Grant, one time it's Porter, one time it's Kenny Poto, tonight it was Ricky Council.
Stillwater, not an easy place to win for the visiting team over the years. In fact, the Shockers now are only the third team ever in non-conference to win 3 times in a row in Stillwater. DePaul did it back in the 1950s, Tulsa did it in the 80s, now the Shocks have won their last 3 trips down to Stillwater in recent years. Big win for the Shocks. They're now 6-1 on the season. K-State men last night had no trouble beating Albany 71-43 up in Manhattan. Beat the Great Danes pretty handily. K-State back-to-back wins, now 4-2 on the season. Albany couldn't make 3-pointers. They made their first one, and then they missed their last 17. 1-for-18 from long range.
Man.
Sophomore Nigel Pack led K-State with 17 points. Senior Mark Smith had 14 points and 10 rebounds. Cats are now 4-2. The Wichita State women won last night at Coke Arena. They beat Oral Roberts 78-62. Shocker ladies got 24 points out of Mariah McCulley. Shocker ladies have not lost at home this season. They're now on a 4-game winning streak. Shocker women are 7-1. Best start in program history. So good.
How about that?
By the Shocker ladies, as they are off to a 7-1 start. Women are 7-1. Men are 6-1. JUCO men's basketball in El Dorado last night. 15th-ranked Butler Community College hosting the defending national champion Coffeyville. And once again, the power plant was roaring in El Dorado last night. Dennis Higgins had the call of the game on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Holt. Crossover dribble, tries to the lane, puts up a banker, and scores it! What a shot! high off the backboard.
And the Grizzlies beat Coffeyville 61-52. Almost the same final score as the Shockers.
Right.
Butler is now 9-1. They are on a four-game winning streak. They are unbeaten on home court at the power plant. Of course, ranked 15th in the nation, like we said. And in hockey action, the Wichita Thunder on the road last night in Iowa City beat the Iowa Heartlanders 3-2 in a shootout. If that sounds familiar, that's because that's exactly what happened in the last game the Thunder played. They won 3-2 in a shootout.
A shootout, yeah.
Four-game winning streak now for the Thunder, and even more importantly, they are now tied for first place atop the Mountain Division. Ooh. So the Thunder keeps rolling right along with a win on the road last night. And that's sports with Steve and Ted.
Well, Steve and Ted research team, crack research team, went busy just a moment ago, Ted, and found out the story because today, as we told you earlier, is the anniversary. It was 1859 that they hung John Brown. He was hung for his raid on Harper's Ferry, 1859 on this date. Well, yes. Demanding his surrender, Colonel Robert E. Lee.
Very good.
Of the Union Army.
You had that back in your brain.
Had that in there, and it was
good
correct.
Job.
So if you want to take that one to work with you today, if you really want to impress your friends, just ask him, who was the guy who demanded that John Brown give up Harper's Ferry? Who was that?
Well, yeah, Harper's Ferry, a big topic of discussion.
Yeah, it's going to be big.
Friends,
people going to work. If they may be staying at home, you know, working from home. They could regale your children. Hey, kids, I got something for you. Come
and
here.
Your pets.
Come here, kids. All right. 6:23. Give it for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Good ways and bad ways to manage your anger.
Better listen to this one.
Better take notes on this one coming up. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.